me, Father?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. You need a new kind of soap for your wartime wash. And what do I mean by wartime wash? Well, listen, Mrs. Jones knows.
Greasy overalls, grimy work shirts. Oh, I never had so many to wash before. You see, my men folks are working longer hours on the farm now, raising food for our soldiers.
And Mrs. Henry knows.
Streaky towels, linens. Say, they're getting much dirtier now. You know, my husband comes home from the factory just covered with grease.
And Mrs. Williams knows.
Pretty rayons and nicer colored washables. I tell you, I have to give them extra care these days. You know, wartime colors and dyes are changing.
Yes, colors are changing. Clothes are changing. That's why you should change to New Does, Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. You see, Does is made to do everything in your wartime wash. All three kinds of wash, from work shirts, towels, to pretty rayon slips. Listen. Here's how Does does it. Work shirts?
No matter how many there are, Does makes it easy to get them clean. I never had a soap get dirt out easier than Does. Why, I don't do any hard scrubbing anymore and no boiling.
Towels?
Sure, my towels get dirtier these busy days. Just streaked with machine grease and grime. But Does gets them really white. And my linens and sheets, hey, they come out just dazzling. Honestly, I've never had whiter washes than Does gives me.
Rayons?
It's wonderful, the extra safety Does gives me for my rayon slips and nicer colored washables. And now is the time they need extra care, because wartime dyes are different. And using Does means those precious colors will stay bright far longer.
Yes, that's because Does gives you far better color care than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. So change to this new kind of granulated soap today. In your wartime wash, D-U-Z, does everything. And now the Goldbergs. A family car is returning from the express station about 20 miles from Lastonbury. And the Goldbergs are talking about Mikey's sudden recall to the Army and sundry other matters. Rosie is still very sensitive about her complicated love affairs and her two gentlemen friends, while Jake dreams only of the family hearth and a period of peace and quiet, untroubled by anything but work and the war. He draws the line at domestic earthquakes. But there was a faint rumble, a tremor of earth yesterday when Uncle David called up and found the Goldbergs out. But we'll see. Meanwhile, Jake drives and mumbles.
Well, we're nearly home.
What did you say, Papa, darling?
Talk louder, Pa. Rosie thinks you're talking about her.
Papa said he's glad that we're nearly home.
What else should I say?
I just asked you what you said.
And I said I'm glad I'm nearly home.
Papa said he's glad we're nearly home.
And I like to add, I'm glad I'm going home to peace and quiet.
All right, Jake.
What did I say?
All right, Jake, please.
Have I the right to say that I want my home peaceful and quiet?
Watch the road, Jake, please.
I'm watching. After all...
Jake, please.
What's the please?
You don't have to whisper. Rosalie, please.
Did you hear me whisper?
Well, what has Papa got to whisper?
Oh, Pa, watch the road and let's get home,
if
please.
It was my fault that things weren't peaceful and quiet at home. I'm sorry. Rosalie.
Was it my fault that things...
Jake, please.
If I hear another Jake, I'll stop the car.
Oh, Pa, Rosie, please.
Rosalie, please. Rosalie, please, if anything called Richard Watts is going to be uttered, and you think that we're talking of your past, then after all, Rosalie, after all, what? Walter is away. If he'll write to you and you want to be his correspondent, so that's your concern.
If you want your father's advice, which maybe isn't your concern, Mikey Bloom's letters, you should answer.
If she answers, so she'll answer whichever objection.
Just
please.
Because
oh,
I...
watch the road.
I'm watching you. I shouldn't be on the road now anyway. By what right have I got to be driving my car?
Because you had to take Mikey to the station.
If Mikey wasn't a soldier, even that I wouldn't do. And if Mikey wasn't close to my heart, I would think twice also. And if I didn't think Mikey was close to your heart, Roderick.
Please.
What
please.
Did I say?
Nothing, don't stop.
Turn here.
I know.
Let's be silent.
Didn't
I
say
let's be silent already
on
everything? We've
been
talking, talking, talking. We're going home, let's go home.
And if we know Jake, and we do, this isn't the end of the discussions of Rosie's boyfriends. But this is the kind of conversation Jake enjoys in the peace and quiet of his home. Unfortunately, as the Goldbergs are going to find out, there are visitors at the Goldberg house. And one of them we recognize. He's our old friend Uncle David, Molly's beloved Uncle David. But the other visitor is a stranger.
Emma. Emma. Where are you?
I'm here.
The bed's here.
Here?
Right by the window.
I'm watching for them to come home.
Oh, you're afraid they wouldn't like you.
Well, you didn't ask them if they would want me.
Some people you didn't have to ask. Molly Goldberg, you didn't have to ask. If somebody needs something, if somebody has to have something, if somebody wants something, that's the key that opens her door. Didn't I tell you that?
Will she like me?
Don't I like you?
Yes.
Well?
Well, but her husband, will he like me?
You'll see.
Who else is in her family?
Rosalind.
Well, maybe she won't like me.
You'll see how she'll like you.
And who else is there?
Sammy.
Sammy, is there the little boy? Oh, there they are. There they are.
So, they are here, so...
Let me go inside and hide. You tell them you brought me here and why. And if I hear them say, all right, I'll stay. And if they don't want me, so I'll go. Well, I won't be mad, but I'll know. Please, you... Please, in here I'll go and I'll close the door. And I'll hear if they want me. I'll stand right here and listen.
But, Emma...
Pa, Pa, put the car in the car. Over Slater. And if you put it in now...
Telephone and say hello, I'm coming.
Maybe if I said I was coming, you would say stay home.
Oh, Uncle David, you didn't pick up at all. Oh, to say I'm coming and I'm here. Take my coat over the darling. Sammy, put on some lights. The house is so twilightish. David, darling, so when did you come, David? How long are you here? How is everybody? Tell me, what train did you come on? Are you hungry, darling? I'm sure. Did you took something, darling? How is Tallin? How is the baby,
Molly,
David?
Molly, please, a period, a comma, a punctuation mark. Come back.
How is Sally, Uncle David?
My Sally? My Sally, he's in the medical corps.
Medical corps, you don't say.
Sure, his family is with him.
Family? He gave up the apartment?
Sure, his apartment and his practice.
You don't say. Apartments. Rosalie, darling, did you put up tea?
No, don't go, Rosalie. No, there's time for tea.
Wait, David, darling, tell me. So tell me, where in the medical corps did it went?
California, in the medicine, in the Western Hemisphere.
The Western Hemisphere?
Sure.
You don't say.
He had to store his furniture.
Everything stored.
Everything.
You don't say. Hey, David.
No, listen, to put a few chairs and curtains.
Sally had four beautiful rooms with furniture, David.
It's still only furniture. That was the least. That thing you have, I mean, then can you take a person and put them in storage? You can't, eh?
David, you know you can overstay with us. Oh,
sure, question it if you to stay. Of course you don't, David.
Thank you ever so. Not everybody has friends like I have and you are. Some people in this world are alone.
You never have to be alone, David.
Me not, that I know. But some people, Jake, some people without their fault, without their blame, but...
What, David?
She would work.
Who?
Whatever you would want to pay her is...
Who, David?
Does it make a difference who, Jake? A person, a human being.
David.
Jake, let David speak.
There is nothing more to speak,
Jake.
David, what my life has been in the last few months.
Jake, let...
Don't start, Molly.
Jake, come on.
David, spare me. Spare me the embarrassment to refuse you whatever you are thinking.
But let David say what it
is. Don't harm me and don't jake me. Whatever it is, and whoever it is, my answer is no. Absolutely no, and positively not.
Jake.
And Molly, we may as well understand each other now as later. If you insist,
Jake,
that's wrong. If you try... David, my answer is no.
All right.
Where are you going, David?
Emma. Come here, Emma.
I'll go if you don't want me. I'll go. I told Uncle David.
There is a train that leaves at 9:45, David.
Jake.
And Jake isn't to be blamed. At least not by us. Because we lived through these months of turmoil along with him. But at the same time, it would be interesting to know who Emma is and why David brought her and what it's all about. And if we know Molly, she'll find out before 9:45. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.